There are religious, philosophical, and practical reasons. By Donovan, Mark, Quimby for Shenandoah Christian Alliance. Most Americans recognize that pornography promotes deviant and perverted moral human behavior. We know it's addictive and harmful to husband and wife relationships, destroys children's emotional and mental innocence, and can create family discord that separates families. Who destroys inquiring minds, replacing the creative with the self-destructive? Pornography pushers and other perverts do. Remember that Jesus promised the millstone around the necks of people who cause children who believe in him to sin, Matthew chapter 18 verse 6. Are Warren County citizens going to allow Samuel's taxpayer-funded library to be a youth and adult center for viewing pornography and learning acts of sexual immorality? American morality, that which addresses right from wrong, good from evil, comes from the Bible's Judeo-Christian morality, which other world religions also accept. In earlier times, America's pulpits espoused God's morality, which our government representatives codified into law. America's legal system that derived from God's laws has served our society well. This relationship between America's laws and God's laws is now being loosened to the detriment and decline of civil society, while enhancing the deviant. God's laws have never been challenged like they are today. Today, many churches no longer take seriously their responsibility to advocate for God's morality in the public square, even though the Bible's case against sexual immorality, including pornography, is clear. It's wrong and evil. America's Christian morality is being seriously challenged by a conflicting and destructive religion. It's a godless, atheistic, materialistic religion called wokeism, or American cultural Marxism. Wokeism encompasses numerous subsets, like critical race theory, cancel culture, historical revisionism, 1619 Project, and especially the LGBTQ+ agenda from which this impetus for pornography sprouts. Wokeism is obsessed with transforming America into the tyrannical nation our founders never intended. Note: children's book giant, Scholastic Books, has gone woke with popular pornographic books like Melissa and Rick for 8-year-olds. For a wholesome alternative, buy books from Brave Books. Also, the American Accountability Foundation has a report, dated July 27, 2023, that exposes the Marxist sexualization agenda at the American Library Association. Cultural Marxist morality requires that oppressors must be fought, chaos created, and Christian morality destroyed. The essence of cultural Marxism is that all things considered normal, like sexuality being taught by parents or in schools at the appropriate age, and must be destroyed and replaced with a new normal, like children being taught sexuality at a younger age within a pornographic framework. Marxism is about destroying the status quo, that which is now recognized as normal, particularly the Christian status quo. How interesting that communist nations like communist China, while espousing traditional Marxism, imprison those who pursue anyone practicing cultural Marxism, including sexual immorality, because it weakens the nation's moral fabric necessary to govern. Most Americans recognize Christian morality as their justification against pornography. Christian morality, that espoused by a historically proven resurrected Savior, Jesus Christ, is a system of behaviors that excludes sexual immorality, because it is a sin that separates us from God. Historically, Christian morality has produced the most advanced societies with the highest standards of living. This shouldn't be a surprise when we're taught to practice whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians chapter 4 verse 9, instead of hedonistic pornography. Pro-pornography people justify their perverted positions based on their freedoms. As American citizens, they feel completely free of any sexual constraints, including having drag queens to promote pornography in libraries. Hence, we've a conflict between two ways of life, biblical morality versus unconstrained individual freedom. Most people, I suppose, without thinking this through, may side with the individual freedom pro-pornographers, but America's founders never recognized complete, unrestrained individual freedom. The founders understood that individual freedoms included a virtue component. They believed that humans are created to live within the boundaries of God's values or biblical principles. Society recognizes this because we have laws against murder, theft, illegal drugs, and other crimes to keep humans from acting outside God's laws so as to prevent people harming themselves and other people. Hence, as important as individual freedom is, it's subordinate to God's laws. God, the Creator, gave humans a moral system that best glorifies Himself and leads to human fulfillment. God's will for men doesn't include perversion obtained from pornographic books in libraries that are mentally and emotionally bad for all people, whether we're talking children or adults. Children don't need pornography, and for perverted adults, it's available outside of tax-funded libraries. Finally, it's amazing that we're considering pornographic books in libraries when laws exist that put people in jail for pushing pornography, particularly at children. Virginia Code Section 18.2 to 374.1. 1 says, possession, reproduction, distribution, solicitation, and facilitation of child pornography. Penalty. A. Any person who knowingly possesses child pornography is guilty of a Class 6 felony. B. Any person who commits a second or subsequent violation of subsection A is guilty of a Class 5 felony. C. How does allowing pornography in libraries square with Virginia statutes against pornography, which are trying to preclude the availability of pornography? Pornography is against God's law and Virginia law. It's not a common good, it's a common evil. It shouldn't be allowed to remain in Samuel's library. Cover photo. Typical book display in a public library.